Hey, hello everyone. Once again, my name is Chris Wilson, N0CSW. I see people are still joining up. We have several conference servers running, so if you did get a notice that you had to enter a password, it was just the system cycling over to the next server. So we only have 500 people that we can get into to each system, so we have multiple computers here running broadcasting this at the moment. We'll get started here, and there's a couple people that I'm going to introduce. Of course, Mark Thompson is here, WB9QBZ. He runs the Yaesu System Fusion Yahoo group, which has become just extremely popular. There's over 2,000, and I believe you can correct me here, there's over 2,000 members currently on that group, and it's one of the driving groups on the Internet that's keeping System Fusion going right now. So starting off, we'll go through a couple things here. For those of you who aren't familiar with the System Fusion product line, we have quite a few units out on the market right now that are System Fusion capable. Of course, we started off with the DR1X repeater. Really started the ball rolling on the System Fusion project once we got infrastructure in place. We currently have the System Fusion installation program, which will be extended past June 30th till the end of the year. Until the first of 2016. So you'll be able to order a System Fusion repeater after June 30th. Don't worry. Some of the program details might change, but we'll still be offering it at $500, tax and shipping included, directly to your door. The first two radios we came out with were the FTM400 and the FT1D. They hit the market, the FTM400 hit the market about 2 years ago. The FT1D followed shortly after, a couple months after, and they've been just great selling products ever since. We've sold more Fusion radios than most of our other products, so we're very, very happy that we have Fusion going right now so strong, and it's taking the market so strongly. Later on, we came out with the FT991 early this year, which is our all-mode, all-band HF unit. It covers 160 through 70 centimeters. It also will do System Fusion on 10 meters and above, so 10, 6, 2, and 70 centimeter you can run System Fusion on. It has an integrated sound card and a few other features we'll talk about a little bit later in this webinar. We're going to try to get people a little bit more familiar with some of the new Yaesu products. And, of course, down here on the bottom, the three newest products, the FTM100, FT2DR, and the HRI200 WiresX unit. Currently, the HRI200 can be used with the FTM400 or with the FTM100DR mobile unit, so it can be integrated with both of those. We are working on support for the DR1X, which we'll talk about here in just a minute. We'll go into a little bit more detail about where Yaesu is going with the DR1X repeater. Talking about repeater backlogs before we go on to Mark Wilson, WB9QZB, I wanted to touch on this right off the bat and let everybody know that we do plan at the end of July on having enough inventory to ship these repeaters in real time. That is provided we do not get a major influx of applications here towards the end of June. We've been getting a lot of applications, 30, 40 applications a day. These do take us a lot of time to process, so please bear with us. Our backlog on responding to T1 applications right now is a couple more days than the 96 hours that we try to get back to T1. During certain situations, we might not see the repeaters being shipped in real time or being shipped in 6 to 8 weeks. Issues, we've had some strikes at the docks. We've had lost shipments. We've had just about everything happen you could imagine to this program. But the factory's still been very diligent. They've been working very hard in extra hours to get these repeaters out to you. I can't stress enough the amount of dedication that our Japanese team has in producing these repeaters and getting them to you as quickly as possible. So we've got the rush, we've got a backlog, and we plan on being cleared up by the end of July. So hopefully at the end of July, if you order a repeater, it'll be shipped out to you within the same day, if not the next business day. So that being said, you know, I wanted to welcome everybody here and thank you for attending the webinar tonight. I know that it is going to get a little bit late for some people. We're going to try to schedule these webinars at different times. The next one we do will probably be a little bit earlier in the day. We'll try to do it around 5:30 or 6 o'clock Pacific time just to get a few more people in. We might even do one on the weekends here and there just for the people that can't get to it because of work constraints or time constraints. So that being said, I'm going to click my little button down here, and I'm going to give Mark Thompson, WB9QBZ, control, and let him go ahead and say a few things. Mark, you are now the presenter. If you wish to present any information, please go ahead. Mark, you're live. Okay, everybody, there he goes. Okay, go ahead, Mark.
Watching my screen here. Okay, looks on, now I see, okay, there we go. I see my microphone working now. Okay, Chris, hi. My name is Mark, WB9QZB, I'm in Chicago. And how I got involved with System Fusion was about a year and a half ago. I am on the Tapper Board of Directors. And I worked with Dennis, K7VV, the EVP at Yaesu, to schedule the debut of Fusion at the Digital Communication Conference in Seattle. And it seems like not very long ago, but a lot has happened in between then and now. For those of you who aren't familiar with the Digital Communication Conference, it is held annually. We tend to move it around the country. Last year it was in Austin, Texas. This year it will be in my hometown of Chicago. And I know that Chris and Yaesu will be at the Digital Communication Conference. It's going to be October 9th through the 11th in the northwest suburbs of Chicago, not far from O'Hare Airport. You can get more information at www.tpr.org/DCC. That's tapr.org/DCC. The DCC covers all forms of digital communication, from voice to data to video, and there's a lot of good information there for both not only the expert, but we also have introductory presentations as well. And like I say, I know that Chris is going to be attending this year, and I would anticipate that we'll hear some good stuff then. The other thing that I wanted to mention above and beyond the DCC was that, as Chris mentioned, I am the moderator of a Yaesu System Fusion Yahoo group. It is the largest group on the Internet. It has over 2,000 members now. There's a great deal of wealth of information from those who have used Fusion, both the radios and the repeaters. There's an extensive log file of messages. There are lots of files and links. So if you want to join that group, just search for Yaesu System Fusion, all one word, just like it sounds, and you can join the Yahoo group, and I'm sure you'll get something out of it. One last thing I want to say is I also this year was the moderator of the first Yaesu System Fusion group at the Dayton Hamvention. Because we got started kind of late in planning the event, it was held on Sunday morning, which isn't necessarily an optimal time to hold a forum. We were in the largest forum room, room one, and it was almost full. I think there was probably close to 300 people in attendance. And I was astounded at the number of people there, given it's Sunday morning, which Sunday morning is not the busiest time at the Hamvention. So it's clear that there was a lot of interest in Fusion. And from the great turnout on Sunday morning, next year we've been assured by the Hamvention that the forum will either be on a Friday or Saturday. And I can only assume that it'll be standing room only in that room. It'll probably be 400 or 500 people, given the number of people that turned out on Sunday morning at the Hamvention. So look forward to seeing some of you at the DCC. In October, hopefully, in Chicago, and again next year at the Hamvention Forum. So, Chris, that's all I have for tonight. I'll turn it back to you.
Okay, Mark, thanks a lot. And let's go ahead and switch this back over. Okay, everyone, go over the agenda here real quick. We had some quick introductions. We have Tim here from Ham Radio Plus Software LLC. He is going to be doing a small presentation on the use of Ham Radio Deluxe. He's going to talk a little bit about some of the support that Ham Radio Deluxe has with the FT991. So HRD Software was one of the earlier adopters of the FT991 for cat control and currently has a full set of features in it that are pretty nice. So we're going to take a look at some of that stuff a little bit later here. We'll have Tim present some information. We're looking at a total of about 45 minutes to an hour on this webinar. We're trying to keep them, under about an hour and a half, so we'll have a Q&A at the end. I also welcome people to ask questions in the navigation bar that should have come up when you signed into the webinar. You should actually have a section there where you can type in a question and go ahead and send a question to all or send it privately if you'd like to send it to us to respond to you privately. After we get done with the webinar, we'll be posting this log online of these questions, so we'll answer the questions. If we don't get to you during the webinar, we can only answer a couple of them. So if we don't get to you during the webinar, please check back later. We'll be posting that information on the Yahoo groups, on Facebook, and on various areas. So we do have plans on developing a Yaesu System Fusion website. It will be a customer portal that will integrate with our webinar system. It will integrate with the System Fusion application process, so you'll be able to submit applications and check the status of your applications online, as well as obtain tracking information. So that's in the works right now. We'll be done with that probably within the next month or so, and you'll be able to have a resource where we can put a Q&A together, an FAQ, and some more information like that. So that is on the way. Moving on here, we'll talk a little bit more about the DR1X installation program. It still will be available until 2016. We're not sure if it's going to be available after that. The terms may change. We're no longer shipping shirts with the DR1X installation program, so if you do submit one of the applications from September of last year, we won't ship the shirts. We'll send you a notice saying that your application's been accepted, but there are no shirts. Please try to go to our website, yaesu.com. On the front page, under newest products, the very first link is the DR1X installation program application. As long as you have a coordinated repeater, you will get accepted. So don't worry about that if you send it in and it takes us a couple days to get back to you. As long as you sent the email in, we have record of that, you're going to be good to go. So that's DR1X program at yaesu.com. Please try to send the applications there. If you send them into my personal email address, or if we wind up having too many duplicates come in, it kind of causes some confusion. Not much. We know how to deal with the duplicates, but we do have to stop and search for your other applications, so it can delay things from time to time. So please do try to read the instructions on the first page, and that will help get our applications through as quickly as possible, and it will also speed up getting your application approved. I wanted to touch a little bit on WiresX. This is one of the questions that probably comes up half of the time, at least half of the time as I'm traveling around at the HamFest. Many of you have seen me at HamFest and club meetings, and this is one question that really comes up. So the development does continue on WiresX. The reason that we haven't released the software yet is because it is not ready for the market. So when we do get the software and the firmware ready, we want to make sure that we have as many bugs worked out as possible so that when we actually put the system into place, we can spend more time developing features and fixing bugs. So the idea is to really hit the ground running with WiresX, and to hit when we hit that ground running, we don't want to trip and fall over a major bug or something that might put a major kink in the project. So WiresX is coming. There's going to be some more functionality in it. There's going to be a few things that's going to make everybody really happy for the wait. So I've been ensured by our engineering staff that is on the way. Somewhere around the first quarter of 2016 is what we should expect. Of course, if there are any delays, we will make sure that we come back with a very good reason. Moving on to some of our new products before we get into the Q&A, and we'll go over these new products really quickly. Before we get started with the Q&A, in case there are any questions related to these products, one of the first new products that we released that I'm very, very happy about is the FDM100DR. It's our new dual-band mobile. It does have a single receiver in it. It's got some pretty nice features. It has more in common with an FT7900 having the single receiver. It also has a detachable faceplate on the radio. We can now remove the face and remotely mount it, as well as leave it mounted on the radio. There's a new LED status indicator on the radio that lets you know what operating mode you're in, whether you're transmitting or receiving. The LED indicator will change colors to let you know so that you don't have to take your eyes off the road and look down and to read a screen to know what's going on. It does have a 160x40 dot matrix display. It's a nice graphical display, so we have some icons on there for APRS and GPS navigation. The unit still does have a GPS built in, and it still does have all the APRS features that the FDM400 has. So main differences are it does not accept a camera microphone. It's a single receiver. It has a smaller monochromatic display on it than the FDM400. So it's a scaled-down version of the 400, and you can get into it a little bit more affordably. It's about $100 to $150 cheaper than the FDM400. Ham Radio Outlet has them listed, and some of our other dealers, AES and so on, have them listed for between $340 and $360. You know, you definitely want to shop around out there and see who has the best deal. The next radio that we released was the FT2DR. This is the one that everybody's been waiting for, and I am very happy to announce that the FT2DRs have gone out of our warehouse. Some stores have received them already. We shipped them out on Monday. We finished shipping them out today. So we sent quite a few units out, enough to make sure buy that pre-ordered unit hopefully gets their unit. And those are in the stores now, so I would definitely check with your nearest dealer if you were interested in an FT2DR. The main differences in the FT2DR from the FT1DR, which is a more basic model portable, are the high-resolution dot matrix display, which is also a touch screen. And that touch screen has the ability to also display images that it receives and images that it takes right on the screen. It's not the highest resolution image, but it's enough to give you an idea of what's going on and to give you a preview of the image, especially after you're shooting it with the camera if you don't have any type of way to aim the camera, and we don't have any type of device to actually aim the camera, no viewfinder or anything like that. So that makes it very, very easy. The navigation through the menus are written in plain English. Nothing's abbreviated. So as you are going through the menuing system, you don't have to open up a manual and flip around the menu matrix to find out what the abbreviation for some of the menu items are. So nice plain English, nice big, big bright monochromatic display with very big numbers on it, makes it a lot easier to read. One of my favorite features that I like about the FT2DR is it now has two digital vocoders in it. That means that you can receive and transmit on both analog and digital on the A and the B VFOs. So as we saw on the FTM400 and the FT1DR, we don't have that capability. So it's a nice capability if you're listening to multiple fusion repeaters or maybe monitoring a simplex frequency that you would also like to utilize automatic mode select in. I'm pretty excited about the FT2DR. I have one here with me today. I've been carrying it around to the HamFest. It has a very, very nice touch screen on it. It's very responsive. It's very accurate. I've operated the radio with gloves on, and it does an excellent job. That was one thing that I first checked is if I'm out in the cold, being from the Midwest, if I'm out in the cold, I'm going to have some gloves on, and I now have this screen that's not buttons, and how's it going to work? And very well with the set of 511 winter tactical gloves on. It navigated around very, very well. So I've been happy with the radio. The battery indicator is very, very accurate on this radio. It also charges about twice as fast as the FT1DR, which was really surprising since it has a 2.2 amp hour battery instead of the 1.8 or 1800 milliamp hour battery that the FT1DR has. Moving on, the next release, our first release was the FT991 all mode, all band C4 FM and analog transceiver. This covers 160 through 70 centimeters. It also has C4 FM digital integrated into the radio, and that'll work on 10 meters through 70 centimeters. Now, it will transmit on HF. We do not have any type of further testing or information on anything below 10 meters. We know that it does emit quite a bit of bandwidth, about 12.5 kilohertz. So for those of us lower down on the bands, it's probably not going to be a good idea for us to upset our neighbors out there by running C4 FM. Over HF. So they can definitely do it on 10 and 6 meter. There are a few people out there playing with that. There are some operating nets. They've come and gone. I really don't have any details on them. But there are a few guys out there playing, so definitely listen for the C4 FM sound on HF. You might just hear something. The unit does have an internal antenna tuner, and it does have a color touchscreen display. A little bit different from the 897, we no longer have the internal battery pack options or the internal power supplies and so forth. But we added a few more things with that space down there, and this is it seems to be a more popular customer demand, having the internal antenna tuner and some of the other accessories. So I've been very happy to be able to sell this radio. I like the fact that out of the box, for a new ham, it has everything in it you would want to get into operating any type of mode. It's not the world's best satellite radio. It's not full duplex. But for every other mode and every other type of operating experience that a new ham might want to get into, this radio has it. There is an internal sound card interface in the radio. So if you're running, currently running some type of sound card interface like a Signalink or Rig Blaster, that unit is actually integrated, or not that unit, but our own unit, the SDU-17, is integrated inside the radio. So when you plug this radio into your USB port, you get two virtual serial ports for cat control if you want to run multiple applications. And you also get a USB audio codec installed, which will give you audio in, audio out. So if you're running something like Digital Master 780 or one of the other PSK31 applications, Britty applications, you have everything you need right in the box to break out some digital modes right away. And that's very important for the new ham, especially someone getting into HF that's got all these accessories they have to attach. And if you really want to have a good time and a good operating experience, this is a radio you can just plug in and go. Those are the new radios. Into this, I'm going to go ahead and talk about our next webinar. And our next webinar will be scheduled. We'll be sending an email out. It's going to be about a month and a half out. I've got a lot of travel with Yaesu. So we're not going to do that scheduling today, but you will expect that or should expect that within the next 1 to 2 days. We're going to cover a little bit more information. We're getting some clearance from Japan on exactly what we're going to be doing and how we're going to be moving forward with the development of Yaesu System Fusion. We know that there are going to be some major changes coming, and we'll be talking about that at the Digital Communications Conference. So I'm really looking forward to that in October. We'll have a lot of information to release. We're going to take some of that information in the next webinar, and we'll present that information, just a little bit of it, to kind of tease you to look at our online broadcast there at TAFE. We're going to be doing some more technical information. It's going to be more than an introduction to System Fusion. These webinars right now really kind of serve as an update to our community as far as what's going on. We try to present some information as far as how we're progressing and where we're going to be going. So the questions will... Go ahead and, please, people, enter questions down there, and we'll start answering them in a second. I'm going to get ready to let Tim go ahead and come on here. I'm going to go ahead and move over to him here really quick, and he will be presenting some information about Ham Radio Deluxe use with the FD-991. So if everyone could just hold for one moment, I'm going to turn control over to him. Okay, Tim, you have control of the presentation system if you'd like to take it over at any time.
I think I've got you there, Chris.
Wonderful. Yeah, I can hear you just fine, and you can share your screen anytime you're ready.
Okay. What we're going to do here is a little bit on Ham Radio Deluxe. I want to thank Chris for inviting us in. My name is Tim, KB3NPH. I'm the support manager for HRD Software. And we've had quite a few of our customers who are using HRD in conjunction with the FT-991 and seem to be very happy with it. It's very easy to hook up, just a single USB cable, and you have everything you need there, for everything from rig control, your digital modes, and it works very well with Ham Radio Deluxe. Now, I know... we've worked closely with Chris and the other technicians at Yaesu have been quite instrumental in giving us a hand, getting everything migrated in and working properly there. So you wouldn't have any problems with the HRD and the 991. I'd like to go over a few of the features with it, Ham Radio Deluxe. Actually, Ham Radio Deluxe is, they call it, yes.
Tim, I can't see your screen there. I think your screen sharing went off.
Let me see here. How's that?
I don't see it yet. You'll want to click on the Show My Screen button and then select your screen right under it.
Okay. Do you have it yet?
Actually, no. I don't see it there, Tim. Let me make sure that you are set as the presenter. Did you click on the play button up there at the top?
Let's see. Here we go. There we go. How's that?
Okay. There we go. You're good and going, sir.
Okay. Good. We're going to show just a few of the features in built into Ham Radio Deluxe that works quite well with the 991. Now, I don't have one here, but this will give you a little idea of what HRD can do. What you're seeing here right now is the rig control screen, and one of the nice features of the rig control, you can handle multiple radios. In other words, HRD will handle as many radios as you have USB ports on your computer. As long as your computer has enough power to handle, HRD will do it. Right now I have an FT-857 connected to it. I also have my FT-950 connected in. So you can pretty well see the various features there. Get that out of the way. But we have full control over the radio. Many of the features of the radio are available through the push buttons here on the right-hand side. Changing frequency is virtually instantaneous with it. Or you can use the mouse to change frequency or enter from the keyboard. And another feature, we'll move on with the HRD logbook. Not only does it have a full built-in logbook, it's capable of connecting with QRZ to populate your ad log entry screen. In other words, all automatic. When you select a spot down here, you click on it. Add it to the ALE, or the AdLog entry screen. It'll pop up. It seems to be running a little bit slow. I've got too much running here all at once. There we go. And it will populate with the information from that contact through QRZ and fill in all your pertinent information for you. Another nice feature is, you'll notice right down here, we have headings and everything for your rotor. And if you do have a rotor connected, our rotor control system will connect with the logbook. And right down here, let me make this a little bit bigger so we can see it. If you'll watch, I'll click on this contact, click on the rotor button, and the rotor will automatically swing to your contact. So it has a lot of nice features built into it. The DX cluster, awards tracking. Get rid of this and give you a sample of the awards tracking is right here. If you, it covers approximately 16 or 18 award groups, DXCC, ARRL awards, CQ awards, EQSL. Here's your award categories over here, and it covers approximately 200 plus different awards. That keeps complete track of how many you've worked, how many have been confirmed, how many you need, and you can see exactly what you need at the click of a button. Just click on the number, and it will display exactly what countries you need. like I say, this is moving a little bit on the slow side because I have so much running right now in the computer. We'll move along to out of the logbook, moving into digital modes. If you're interested in the digital modes, we have that covered for you. And a complete set of macros, all AFSK modes. We have 13 built-in modes, but all total, as you can see, there's roughly, with the different variations of the mode, there's probably about 80 different modes that you can operate. We are in the process of adding JT65 and JT9 to the modes list. Some of the features we have here, as an example, if you have a PSK contact going, and we get a call sign up here. Right-click on the call sign, click call sign. It automatically puts it in the ALE, the ad log entry over here. Does the lookup for you, and once you're completed with your QSO, click your F7 key or the Add button, and it automatically adds it to the log. Other features built into HRD, we have full rotor control. Click of a mouse will move your rotor. And you can see the gauges up here on this side. We're showing an as-L rotor here, but of course we don't have the elevation available on it, but give you an idea of the way the rotor actually follows just at the click of a mouse. And last but not least, we have satellite tracking. So if anyone's interested in working the satellites, that's all available in HRD. Our satellite tracking will also interface with two of the more popular tracking softwares, which is Nova and Ameritron, Orbitron. The Orbitron is a freeware software package that will interface through a DDE connection to our satellite program. So HRD is a full package. Will do just about anything and everything you want, from logging contacts, rig control, prints QSL cards, QSL labels, and just about anything else that you want to do with it. So if you're interested in it, you can get more information, download the manual, download a 30-day free trial from our website, which is www.hrdsoftwarellc.com. So that's about it. That's about all I have, Chris. So we'll turn it back to you.
Okay, Tim, thank you for that that presentation, everyone. And I have been using the Ham Radio Deluxe software with my FT991, and it's primarily what I use. There's a couple of other packages out there that I've been using, but the HRD software seemed to work best for me. So thank you very much for presenting that. We were very happy. When Ham Radio Deluxe came out with support for the 991, they had it pretty much in the very early stages. The 991 had only been out for a few weeks, and the support was there. So that was really good to see. They pretty much figured it out themselves. We tried to help them out as much as we could, but the guys at HRD Software are definitely very, very bright, and we're happy to have them in the Ham Radio community. So we'll go ahead and move on here a little bit. What I'm going to do is there's a few questions down here. We're going to talk about those a little bit. I'm going to answer some of those. So we know the question log up here is available. I'm going to go ahead and answer some of these questions. So starting off here up at the top, let's find a good one here. A text entry on the FTM-100. Chris Clement asks a question regarding the FTM-100. The manual is not specific about text entry. Is text entry performed using the hand mic or the control head? Thank you. It is actually done using the control head, using the selector knob up here. So it's not as easy as I'd like it to be. T9 or something else would have been nice, but in this specific unit, I think we're not going to see any additions or features like that. Here we go. There's been a lot of questions about shirts. Let me address that once again. The shirts are shipping. There's been about 5,000 of them shipped. We have quite a few more to go. The embroidery process does take a little bit. What we had to do was we had to get a total on March 31st when we shut the program down. So we didn't know how many shirts to order. We had to order them in bulk. There was no way to really order small batches of them. So we ordered everything in bulk on March 31st when the shirt program got shut down and we started the new DR1X installation program. So those started shipping about April. You know, now we're into June. We've shipped about 5,000 to 6,000 now currently. So there are shirts coming. Next question from DB Gibson was, what is the size of the micro SD card for the FT2DR? It'll accept up to 32 gigabytes. The next question is, are there notifications, email notifications when the shirts are coming from Josh Kittle? No, there are no notifications when the shirts are coming. It's being done by a third-party company. We are going to receive a log back with tracking numbers in it, so we'll be able to answer some of those questions. But, you know, the shirts will come when they come. It's one of those things where we're trying not to. It was a free promotion that we gave away at the repeater. We're trying not to damage any of the other aspects of the program. So we are keeping it a little bit less expensive for us by using a third-party company to ship. And getting that information back is kind of delayed. If they, if they ship out 100 shirts one day, by the next day, it's possible, depending on your geographical location, you might have already received the shirts by the time that we received the tracking information. So being able to get that out to the general public really isn't too possible right now, but with our new YaSU System Fusion website, that'll actually be a lot more possible. So we'll be, logging some of that information in there in the future. Polite CWIDs, there are a few features that are coming. I'm told the first part of 2016 to expect a major announcement from our engineering team. Now, we like to be a little bit light with that because we all know that we're all human, and we put these projected dates off a little bit, but, of course, there are issues that can come up. So I like to be a little bit light on the engineers and not give them a hard time and say first part of 2016, first quarter of 2016. We're going to see some stuff like courtesy tones and CWIDs and some of the little bell and whistle features that we want. What we want to do first off is we want to make sure that we can't identify any more major bugs in the repeater, so we're devoting a lot of research and development time right now into identifying and fixing anything that we might consider a bug or a major flaw in the repeater. Let's move on to the next one. What I've been hearing a lot here is, should we only operate our repeaters at 5 watts? And that is absolutely untrue. We didn't derate the repeaters as much as we actually just rated them. So I do like to say that before anybody likes to jump the gun on the word that we derated the repeater from full duty cycle, as we never advertised it as a full duty cycle repeater. So it is 100% duty cycle at half power, 20 watts. It is half duty cycle at full power, 50 watts. It is full 100% duty at 20 watts. Now, we've observed that this is dependent on operating environment in most cases. There have, of course, with the amount of repeaters we've sent out, there have been some problems here and there. I like to remind everybody that even though we can't release the numbers on the repeaters yet, the big corporate guys up above and upper management said that we need to hold off on that for a little bit. The amount of repeaters that we do have out there and the amount of failures that we are seeing are relatively low. We have sent out several thousand of these repeaters into the market. They're just about everywhere. So we're experiencing, some just normal returns on these repeaters at the moment. There's nothing that has been too much of a cause for concern for us, but we are investigating those issues. We're looking into every single one. And this is why some of your repeaters are going back and forth to Japan. And, of course, we do utilize 1 to 2 day shipping when we do that. We get the repeaters there and back very quick. But by allowing us to do that, we're actually able to investigate what happened and kind of keep record of what might be a major issue and what might not be a major issue. Anybody who's ordered the repeaters at the end of March, you should be expecting your repeaters about the 1st of July. We are running a little bit more behind. We've got an influx of orders here recently. So a little bit more is taking a little bit more to process all of this stuff. Let's go ahead and move on to the next question down here that we can see. When will the deliveries of the FT991 be caught up? It came from Emory Haynes. We are back ordered. These are the most popular products in amateur radio right now, and I'm very proud to be a part of this project, because I haven't seen anything happen like this in amateur radio in a very, very long time. System Fusion created a huge wave in the market, and it created a huge wave in our production. We did not expect this program to take off the way that it did. So we're very happy that it did. Yeah, I couldn't be happier myself. But it created a little bit of wave in our production, and we have been behind on a few items. So I would like to thank everybody for being very patient with this program and helping us continue it forward. We want to go ahead and continue to progress. We don't want to, you know, kind of get caught up and get stopped here anywhere by, you know, some of the things that that can make the program go bad, like not being able to provide radios. We are changing our production schedule so that we are producing more radios now, so we should see a catch-up towards the end of July. And as we continue forward, and now that we know the market and we know how purchasing is going within the market, we can adjust those production schedules to make things come out to the market a little bit quicker. Will the FT-991 have full WireX capability at some point, asked by David Warden? This is an interesting question. We do have analog support for it now. There's some unanswered questions about the FT-991 that we've asked, and when we do our next webinar, I'm actually going to save this question, and we're going to revisit it later. I have asked the engineers what the purpose of the sound card interface is inside of the unit, and if there's any possibility that might be there for WireX. We have not received a response yet. Not having the digital port in the back, right now I would have to say no, that the FT-991 will not have WireX support. But because of what's integrated into the radio and, you know, we have firmware upgradability to that radio, I don't want to rule it out as an option. So that's something that we're going to be looking into right now. So a few questions there that have been asked, and I have of course, I have the question log open right now. What I'm going to do is I'm going to continue on in just a moment. Tim, of course, is still on the line with us here. So if anybody has any questions for the Ham Radio Deluxe guys, if you would go ahead, we're going to take a short break here. If you'll go ahead and type your questions into the question box, and then I will come back, and I'm going to go ahead and read those questions for Tim and give Tim a chance to answer any questions there might be about Ham Radio Deluxe. So we'll take a short break here, and we'll be back in just a moment. Okay, everyone, and of course, by popular request from last time, we did run the poll when a presentation was running. We learned our lesson there. Give me a second here, and we'll go ahead and get down into the question section, which seems to have disappeared off my screen. Okay, it seems our question section has popped up here. Okay, here we go. Okay, Tim, going through the questions right now, it appears that there are, I do not see any for Ham Radio Deluxe at the moment. So we will go ahead. Okay, here we go. Tim, are you in there? Hello, Tim, you might need to...
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, wonderful. The Western Ham Radio Deluxe is, I have an older version of HRD, 2 or 3 years old. Do I need to buy an upgrade, or can I get a license for free?
Well, when you purchase your original license, that is a lifetime license for the software. What you would need to do, if by some chance the license key does not open HRD or does not activate it, just contact us. We can look it up and verify that you are a purchaser, and we can help you out with a new key or whatever it takes to get you up and running. But once you do purchase a license, it is a lifetime license for the software. The only additional charge is an annual fee if you want to keep up with technical support through our support staff, or want to get the latest features and updates that are added. Bug fixes and everything, you can download each and every release that we have, and you'll receive bug fixes, but unless you have an active support agreement, any new features will be locked.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you, Tim. The next question that came up related to the FT991 with Ham Radio Deluxe. Is there a way to mine, this is David Warren that asked this, is there a way to modify settings of the FT991 with Ham Radio Deluxe?
If you're talking about menu settings or anything like that, at this time, no. You actually have to go into the menu system to modify the settings.
Okay, wonderful. That's good there. Now, another question here from Perry Ogletree. Does HRD allow memory management of the FT991 at the moment?
No.
No, okay. That's good there. And in the Ham Radio Deluxe questions, it looks like that's almost all we got. Juan Arias asked if he can get the Ham Radio Deluxe website real quick. Would you mind letting them know that the website address?
Sure. It's www.hrdsoftwarellc.com.
Okay, wonderful, Tim. Wonderful. And that looks like that's...
One thing I would like to mention that for anyone who purchases because of the webinar here or through the webinar, when you log into our site to make your purchase, there's a spot for a coupon code, and if you put the word DAD, D-A-D, in small letters, we're running a special right now, where you get, I believe, it's a 10% discount. And I believe that will be running for the remainder of the week.
Well, that's pretty good, Tim. I didn't know about that. Thank you very much for offering that promotion during our webinar. We definitely appreciate that. I don't see any more questions down here, so go ahead and move on, and we'll go ahead and start closing the webinar. I do want to mention that Yaesu does want to know who you are and what you are doing. We are traveling around the country to many, many ham fests. The company sees roughly between 30 and 40 ham fests a year. I'm actually at most of them. So next slide here, I'm going to actually put a schedule out of some of the shows that I'll be at. If you are in the area, in the immediate area, please contact me and let me know about your club, your group, your organization. We'd love to come in and speak about System Fusion, set up a program meeting for your club, some type of special event to come in and give you more information on what System Fusion is and introduce you to some of our new products that we have coming out on the market. As you know, right now, Yaesu is moving very, very quick. We have some of the more innovative products on the market with the touch screens and just all of the features we're coming out with digital, integrating APRS into the radios. I'm very, very excited about the technology that's getting put into these radios. I would love to come out and visit your club or your group. And up on the screen at the moment is a list of the next few events that we're going to be at. 620 HRO Burbank C4 FM Day is where we're going to start out here this month. That's in Los Angeles, California, in Burbank. So I'd love to see anybody there. For any information, you can contact HRO Burbank or me direct at stevewilson@yaesu.com. And we'll be moving on from there. The next big major event that we have coming up is the Huntsville Ham Fest in Huntsville, Alabama. And I will be there doing a C4FM presentation. We're going to get into a few more technical details in Huntsville, Alabama, and try to get the excitement built up about System Fusion a little bit more. Signing off before I go, this is something that's very important to me here, is in memory of Bill Pasternak at W6ITF, who passed away just recently. Bill is a great man and has done more things for amateur radio than most of us, and we will truly, truly miss him. We will miss the Young Ham Awards and everything that he's really done for amateur radio. I know that the amateur radio news line will no longer be the same without Bill in our lives. So, everyone, thank you today for attending the webinar. We will continue to develop more content. We're going to leave the webinar kind of going here for a minute so that you could add more questions, put some comments and suggestions. And please, in that question box, if there's something that you want to see on a webinar, please let us know what you want to see, and that will help us develop content for the next webinar. And as long as we know what the customers want, we can get you some good stuff out there. So Thank you all for listening to the ASU System Fusion webinar, which contained all of the updates for System Fusion as of now. There will be some more information in the future coming, and definitely we'll look forward to seeing all of you at the HamFest here to come. Thank you very much, and good night.